None but the hungry heart. 11:9. Living access. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. Colossians 2:9. Our personal fellowship with the Father is predicated upon our realization that we are already in his presence, in his Son. Most do not care to go beyond the thought of forgiveness and a godly walk in the world. But it is our Father's pleasure and purpose to bring us as priests into his presence. If we approach him, it is entirely apart from all the imperfections of the flesh. We stand there in all the sweet savour and perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is as we are identified with his perfections and acceptance that we can approach for fellowship and worship. It is not a question of correcting this or that, but of heavenly things in the Lord Jesus separating our hearts from things on earth. When we look from heaven and work from heaven downwards, earthly things soon dwindle, and the praise of their disappearance returns not to ourselves in any way, but to the Lord Jesus. Thus he himself has all the glory, whatever good thing there may be wrought in us by the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus is at the Father's right hand, and he is there as our life. By him, therefore, we have access into our Father's presence and favour. To understand this grace, we need to have very distinctly before our soul the one man by whom it has come to us. We can never learn of the grace of our Father by thinking of those to whom it comes. We must think of the one by whom it comes. The believer is placed before the Father according to the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is according to the Father's eye and heart as his beloved, nothing less. And ye are complete in him who is the head. Colossians 2:10.